again now, with some questions. Have you ever been out in public and seen your doppelganger? Have you ever, has anyone ever told you that they've seen your doppelganger on television? Have you ever been looking for a magazine and seen your doppelganger? Have you ever seen a doppelganger contest? Right now, some of you may be thinking, what is he talking about? Or I know what he's talking about. Or some are just figuring it out. Before you go to your own dictionaries, give me a few moments to finish my developing my introduction. I will explain. Turn your Bibles, please, to James, first chapter, verses 22 through 25. Again, James, the first chapter, verses 22 through 25. And it reads, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks in the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this one will be blessed in what he does." When we look into a physical or literal mirror of our natural face, we do so with the intention taking care of any flaws, like hairs out of place, or a crooked tie, dress, or stain. But when we look into the perfect law of liberty, the Bible, we are to be doing so with the intention of correcting any character flaws that it shows us. Sometimes when we see our natural face in the mirror, we see that doppelganger. We may or may not like it. Sometimes when we look into the perfect law of liberty, the Bible, we may see a different doppelganger, which we may or may not like to see. Know what a doppelganger is yet? Doppelganger is a German word that has been adapted into our language. Doppel meaning double, and Ganger meaning gold. Some synonyms are carbon copy, clone, duplicate, image, likeness, look-alike, replica, and spitting image. Dispensing with the word doppelganger now, please turn with me in your Bibles to Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. Again, Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. And it reads, "Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image, In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. I don't think it's new to any of us that we were made in the image of God, and that somewhere along the line, spiritually, we lost or distorted that image. Fortunately, God had planned a way for us to regain that image, which is why we are here now. But when we look into the perfect law of liberty, do we see that we are maintaining that image? In 1 Corinthians 13, verses 5 and 6, Paul says, "Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you are disqualified. But I trust that you will know that we are not disqualified. Paul here is telling us to look into the Word of God and see who is looking back at us. Is that image of God that we have regained, is it that image of God that we have regained through Jesus Christ, or has the image become destroyed again or lost? The Bible has given us instructions as to how to live our lives in such a way as to be pleasing unto God. It has given us examples of those actual, real people who obeyed his instructions and those actual, real people who did not obey his instructions and the faith of each. There were those such as Abel, Noah, Abraham, Joseph, Moses, David, Peter, Paul, and of course Jesus, examples to follow. There were those such as Cain, Saul, Ahab, Jezebel, Judas, Ananias, and Sapphira, examples we should not follow. If we are honest, we can see similarities in some of these people and ourselves, hopefully only the biblical. Do you see anyone that looks like you in obedience, faith, courage, endurance, mercy, or compassion? In disobedience, hatred, jealousy, greediness, deceit, betrayal, what was their fate? Are you again looking in that mirror, the perfect law of liberty, to see your good traits and bad traits in order to make yourself pleasing unto God? Paul said in Ephesians 5, 1 and 2, therefore be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us, and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma. God wants us to have salvation when this life is over, which is why he gave us a pattern of life to imitate through he and his son. Paul also put forth Jesus Christ, our greatest example of humility to follow, in Philippians 2, 5-8. Where we're told to have the mind that Christ had in obedience to the Father, leaving this place with him, living a perfect life, and dying for our sins on the cross. Paul also put himself forth as an example to follow. He was bold enough to say in 1 Corinthians 11:1, imitate me just as I also imitate Christ. In 2 Corinthians 11:22-28, Paul tells us what he suffered for the cause of Christ. Let's read this passage. In that 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 22-28. Paul says about his sufferings, are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they descendants of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors more abundant, in stripes of a measure, in prisons more frequently, in deaths often. From the Jews, 5 times I received 40 stripes, -1. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeys often in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own country, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and toil, in sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst and fasting often, in cold and nakedness. Besides the other things, what comes upon me daily is my deep concern for all the churches. What a pattern of self-denial. Think about your life. What have you suffered for Christ? What are you willing to suffer for Christ? Do you think you've been living as you should? 1 Corinthians 10:12 says, "Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall." Continue in perfect love. Let us look at some other passages that may help us as we try to live as those who are made in the image of God. Let us look at Colossians 3:12 through 14. Colossians 3:12-14. And it reads, "Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do." "But above all these things, put on love, which is a bond of perfection." This is a good list of virtues to gain as we try and imitate Christ. Another passage to look at is Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23.
And it says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness,
self-control. Against such there is no law." The fruit of the Spirit will combat the works of the flesh that will disfigure the image of the man. Continue looking at the perfect law of liberty. Hebrews 12:3-4 says, "For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. You have not yet resisted the bloodshed, striving against sin." Compare yourself to Christ. The Hebrew writer tells his audience that was discouraged with Christianity to look at Christ and gain strength from his example. His example of enduring persecution and death. Have you resisted the bloodshed and striving against sin? Continue looking at the perfect law of liberty. Now, do you feel confident in yourself as a Christian? Have you honestly compared how you became a Christian to what the Bible, the perfect law of liberty, authorizes? Have you heard the gospel, Romans 10:17? Do you believe the gospel, Mark 16:15-16? Have you repented of your sins, Luke 13:3? Have you confessed Jesus to be the Son of God, Matthew 10:32? Have you been baptized to wash away your sins? Matthew 28:19-20 and Acts 2:38. Are you a Christian but have not been continuing in the perfect law of liberty, God's word? Make things right tonight as we